This is Ted Kennedy. There are many reasons to oppose President Reagan's nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, President Reagan may have bitten off more than the Senate can chew with his nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. Bork is notorious for his role as the hatchet man of Watergate, the villain of the infamous Saturday Night Massacre. He obeyed Richard Nixon's order when others refused. He dismissed Archibald Cox, the distinguished Watergate special prosecutor, who was hot on the trail of the Watergate cover-up. That episode is one of the darkest stains on the rule of law in American history, Bob. How can you say with a straight face that the man who fired Archibald Cox deserves to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States? Besides, Bob, Bork's views are too far out, even for hardliners like yourself. Wouldn't no justice be better than this injustice?
Ted, you read between the lines too much, when you should read the lines of history themselves. As Solicitor General, Robert Bork was third in line of command at the Justice Department in 1973. Before he ever carried out the chief executive's decision, his two superiors above him quit. That made Mr. Bork the number one man at the department. And Ted, you know that former Attorney General Elliot Richardson to this day defends what Mr. Bork ultimately did. Even a former Watergate committee lawyer said Mr. Bork's action was, quote, within the law. So, Ted, you yourself should quit covering up the facts. What really irks you and your liberal friends in Congress is that Ronald Reagan is still president and that our conservative philosophy prevails throughout the country. Ted, everyone knew in 1984 that President Reagan promised to appoint more conservatives to the courts. Happily, Ted, the American public overwhelmingly chose the president.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.